Yeah, it is how we like to end the show Monday through Friday with a Tell Me Something Good, a TMSG. If it put a smile on your face, if it warmed your heart, if it brought a tear of joy, we'd love to hear. I bet this did all those things for Galva, Illinois' Daniel Bell. Daniel, thanks for being on the phone with us this morning. How are you, brother?
Oh, not bad today. I kind of felt like I got hit by a truck yesterday, but I'm feeling pretty good today.
Okay, Daniel's not only a Galva boy. Here's what I know about Daniel. He's from Galva, and he's a power lifter. I got those two things right.
Yep.
That's it. Okay, so the powerlifting. What day did you break this this record, Daniel?
Well, it would have been Saturday the 23rd. Yep.
Saturday the 23rd. So this wasn't a powerlifting record broken in Galva or the United States or Illinois or North America. This is the world powerlifting record. Is that correct, Daniel?
Yeah, it's actually the largest total ever had in powerlifting combined over the last 50 years.
50 years of so that's combined a weight of the squat, the bench, and the deadlift?
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Now, and that equaled out 2,518 pounds. Was that the record?
Yeah, because in powerlifting they go by kilos, so it was like 1,142.5 kilos, which equals out to 2,518. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Daniel Daniel Bell's on the phone with us this morning. He's from Galva, Illinois. And he just broke the world record powerlifting cumulative score record. How long has this record been standing, Daniel? Do you know?
Well, this last one was broke by one of my friends, Andrei Milanichev. He's actually Russian. And he had it for going on 3 years now. And before that, it was like 1970 when Don Reinhold had it. So it's been up there for quite some time.
Three guys in almost 50 years.
Yeah, yep.
Daniel, that's got to make you proud. Tell me where, how does one become a power lifter? You know, we don't have tons of time. I don't want you to give me the whole story, but what got you into a weight room? Who got you into the weight room? Was this later in life? Was this when you were a kid? What did it?
Well, really, all through high school, my football coach was like, "You don't understand how strong you are." And I'm just, you know, being the typical 18-year-old, like, "Okay, thanks, pal." So about 10 years later, I was 27, 28, somewhere around there. All my buddies talked me into doing a competition, and I did that, and there was a couple guys there that were already pros, and they're like, "Kid, what are you doing? Like, you're just crazy strong. You just don't know what you're capable of."
Wow.
And about 3 months later, I started powerlifting. My first one was in Dubuque, Iowa. Right then I totaled 1906 and I was 12th in the country. So I'm like, "Hey, I'm kind of good at this, and see how it goes." And that was about 6 years ago.
That's so great. Now, Daniel, can being a power lifter, can that sustain you financially in life, or are you got to have kind of a real job too?
Well, it's funny because, I mean, as you said, I'm from Galva, Illinois, and if you know anything about Galva, we're just a little small farm town. So I grew up working my entire life. And even if it did, you know, take care of me financially, I've been a mechanic for going on 17 years. I think I'd still work. It's just in my genes, you know, the Midwestern farm boy.
Absolutely. And you didn't even break into it until you were 27. What position were you playing in football where your coach said, "Look how damn strong it." Were you a defensive guy?
Yeah, well, actually, with Galva, I mean, it's such a small town. We didn't have much of a team, so I played both sides of the ball, offense and defense, but I was a pretty solid defensive tackle. I've also had some speed from me. I don't know which side of the family I got that from, but I got some good speed on me. So for a bigger guy, I mean, even in high school, I was over 300 pounds, and I was just always kind of quick, so that was always on my side.
Daniel Bell's on the phone with us. Powerlift world record cumulative score of the squat, the bench, the deadlift, 2,518 pounds. Daniel, tell me about the level of intensity right before a lift, because powerlifters look to me like the most intense athletes in the history of the world right before they're about to lift. Like, no one can be around you. What is it like?
It's pretty intense, actually. It gets pretty crazy up there on the platform. Some guys take it pretty calm. And normally during the squat, I like to be pretty calm because there's a big process to it. So I walk through the lift in my head before I do it, try to stay a little bit calm. But when it comes to the deadlift, you got to have some good emotion if you got a good amount of weight in your hands. That's where I bring my emotion out. But it's just about tunneling it and executing the lifts. I've actually gone after 2,500, the total, three times now, and this was lucky number three, I guess we could say.
I watched the video, Daniel. It was awesome. It was great.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. So what's a powerlifting team like? I mean, you do it solo. Do you have trainers? Do you have coaches around you?
Yeah, actually, Ed Cohn, he's one of the, well, he's known as the greatest powerlifter of all time. His prime time was in the early 90s and late 80s. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. He's coached me for quite a little while now, but I do have a good team at the gym I go to. There's just a bunch of like 220er guys, a couple super heavyweight guys, and we all push each other, we help each other. You know, it's a really good camaraderie. It was one of the main reasons I really got into powerlifting and kind of fell into it, because no matter what happens on the platform, everybody likes to get along. Everybody wants to help people. And I've always said it my entire powerlifting career now, I get more pleasure off helping the next person not make the mistake I did. So, yeah, that's just the beautiful thing about powerlifting. That's what I found out, through the course of the last 6 years and everything's gone. It's really, I mean, I haven't found a sport like that. It's not a team sport at all, but we all come together as one, when we need each other.
Sure, sure. I feel like, Daniel, I feel like power lifters are probably pretty great at arm wrestling, too.
Oh, that's awesome. We could be. I haven't really ventured down the street. I know quite a few guys that bench quite a bit.
Yeah.
And they're really awesome at arm wrestling, yeah.
Now, do your friends who don't power lift, who think they're pretty tough, do they challenge you a lot?
Oh, yes. Of course. It's been so funny. I think last time I was hanging out with some friends up home, I grabbed one of my best friend Ross by the hand, and he, of course, was running his mouth, just doing what he does. Grabbed him by the hand and made him punch himself in the face. So it's just, you got to have fun with it. I'm kind of a gentle giant, and he's still my best friend, but it's just, you just got to have fun with it. It's funny.
Daniel, when does your time as a power lifter stop in life? Is it just kind of when you want to? Are there different levels?
According to some recent studies, they've had where like the male's peak strength performance is like around 30 to 35 years old. So I'm 33 now, and so I'm kind of in the middle of it. But I know guys, Donnie Thompson, he had the in a different category than me. He had the highest total when he hit that when he was 49 years old. So
wow,
it's so. It's kind of crazy to see that, it just kind of keeps my wheels spinning towards the next amount of weight I can put on the bar.
Yeah, as long as your body allows it, right?
Exactly, yeah. I've been really fortunate enough to where I've only had a couple injuries, and I feel like that just has to do with my training sense and feeling out your body and how, nobody knows how their body feels more than themselves. So if you just take it easy and do the right rehab, you can skate through it pretty nice without injuries.
Daniel, is it always a world record you're going after, or just to best, a personal best you're trying? Or do most guys look like I'm going to, and girls, because I know women do this too. Do they look to the world record all the time to beat, or just kind of best themselves?
I mean, of course, it's always a goal. I mean, why would you not want to be the best in the world?
Yeah.
Prior to this, when I was just chasing the next number, I always said I lived my life 1 kilo at a time, because it is that way. It's just when you get up there, you get 3 attempts on each lift. So if everything's hitting, everything's firing right on that day, you could walk away with a big personal record, or it's just how you feel. And the platform is different. You get so much adrenaline and so much drive off everybody watching you and stuff like that. It's almost like I'm addicted sometimes. At least that's what the wife thinks.
Well, if you were wondering if Daniel was going to break this record and retire, you can tell by the tone of his voice and what he's saying. He's not gonna. So
definitely not.
That's awesome, Daniel. And so you work in Galva too. You live and work in Galva. Families in that area?
I did. Actually, my family's still up there. I actually I just recently moved. I live in Ormond Beach, Florida right now. But I grew up in Galva, born and raised. That's home for me. I still venture up there probably once or twice a month and, you know, hang out with the fam, go back to the old gym. And I still got a lot of friends up there. But, I got to say, this living down here is pretty nice. I did 63 degrees when I walked outside this morning, so I'm not going to complain about that.
That's pretty nice, pretty nice. Daniel, congratulations again. I'm sure I won't be the last person to congratulate you. And I hope we see more records broken in the future by you. Daniel Bell broke the world record for powerlifting. And what is the record? What is this particular record called?
Well, it's just an all-time world record total.
So you're the king of the mountain right now.
Yeah, I've caught that a few times over social media the last couple of days.
That's
yeah,
so awesome, Daniel.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, in the squat, 1,063 pounds. In the bench, 573 pounds. Deadlift, 881, equaling 2,518 total power lift world record. The man from Galva, Daniel Bell, you might have went to school with him. He might have been, you might have seen him around the town. Now he's down in Florida. Daniel, thanks for being on the phone with us, and congratulations on your feat on Saturday, man.
Appreciate it a ton. I really appreciate what you guys do for everybody in the community and the whole Midwest. You guys are awesome. But thank you again.
Daniel, have a great day, brother.
Hey, you too. Thanks again.
Take care.
Tell me something.